Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phrenology report for the week of March 18th, 2023. My name is Dominic, and I'm your phrenologist for this week. Monday, March 20th was the spring equinox and the first day of spring. On the equinox, we experienced 12 hours of night and 12 hours day. On that day, we had a high temperature of 28 degrees and a low temperature of 25 degrees. On Thursday, March 23rd, we woke up to another 4 to 6 inches of heavy, wet snow. It was the perfect snow for building a snowman or a great fort. Due to the high snowbanks in Miss Rolfe's yard, the deer are now able to eat the buds on the top of her dwarf apple trees by standing on their back legs, despite the fencing circling each tree. On Friday morning, there was a very strong smell of skunk outside the school as we arrived. Did you know that skunks don't want to spray because their spray itself takes a lot of energy to produce and it can take 10 days to restore? So they try to avoid spraying when possible, unless they feel threatened. However, skunks are easily frightened, so it's important to react calmly so that you don't further intimidate or scare them. If you spot one close by exhibiting signs of spraying, try to quietly back away before they spray. Throughout the week, Lila has seen many birds migrating back here from the south. I bet they got surprised when they saw we still had snow. On the afternoon of Tuesday, March 21st, Miss Rademacher's class saw a bald eagle flying high above the school. The bald eagle was flying north, so it was probably migrating to make its way back to its summer nesting grounds. Birds, especially raptors, will take advantage of warm, sunny days to migrate. The heat from the sun warms the earth, especially dark spots like exposed rocks and parking lots. The heat rises and creates thermals, or upward currents, of air that the raptors can use to easily move long distances. The eagles and hawks can travel miles without even flapping. Be watching and listening for other migrating birds, such as the trumpeting, rattling, of the call of a returning sandhill crane. Dominic has seen a lot of exposed grass in his neighborhood lately. Miss Marcon's class measured their snow drift at 5 foot 11 inches. The drift is up 4 inches from last week. The most ice coverage on Lake Superior in early March is this week. Ken, on the night of March 23rd, noticed the northern lights dancing in the sky. Did you know that northern lights are caused by charged particles, electrons and protons, colliding with gases in Earth's upper atmosphere? This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.